community near Neve Daniel where there was a shtickle terrorist attack. This is a while back. And Baruch Hashem, there was a ness. All the people involved walked away mamish unscratched. And the terrorists were subdued. They were killed. And they had the remnants of the bullets that were shot at the Eden. And this year, they saved the bullets as a, you know, memoir or whatever. They saved it. Now, they want to take the bullet shells and make it for menorah. Because those bullet shells, it's a mess. They have it to be masker sanes. So now would there be an Indian to use it for a menorah? Or, you could say, well, why not? Or do we say two shilas here? Number one, these bullet casings are not a kli. Is it a chsaron that it's not a kli to use for the menorah? What, the casings themselves, they're not oymid ban pe nafsho. They're going to stick them into menorah. In other words, they're going to be supported by the menorah. You know, they're sticking into a hole in the menorah, but it's not oymid ban pe nafsho. It doesn't stand by itself. It's not flat. It's a bullet case. Again, it's not oymid b'fnei atzmo. One of the tenoyim for a kli for Ner Chanukah is that it has to be oymid ban pe nafsho, which means if you put it on the table, it could sit, which is one of the problems they have with glass cups if they're not flat. No, if they're flat on the bottom. Exactly. No, I'm just saying, it's interesting you're bringing this up. The glass cups have two shilas with it. You know, the regular glass that they put into menorah. The Shevet HaLevi has a whole shuv on this. And the Shevet HaLevi grabbed the holes that if you need a kli, which we'll talk about today, if you need a kli for menorah, then those glass are a problem. What? What is that? The Shevet HaLevi says like this. He says, if you hold your mamish need a kli, then he wouldn't rely on it. Because it's not part of the tzir that the Manal is talking about is a kli where it's meant, it has two parts. This piece was meant for this particular kli. Not I'm stam taking something and putting it in to be makabel the oil. In other words, let's say you had a menorah that had holes. That's the tzur of the menorah. You have menorahs like that. The whole menorah is just holes. And it comes with cubes that you put into the holes. So then, it's like two parts of a kli. It's like a mitzvah shel prokim. When you put it in, it's part of the kli itself. That, everybody's maskim is good. Now it's one kli. Once you put it in, it's one kli. When you take a glass, when you take a menorah, which actually you could put the menorah directly into the menorah, the oil. But you're putting in the glass cup, you don't want it to get dirty, you don't want it, whatever it is. That's not bottled to the menorah. That doesn't get the mila kli. The Shevet HaLevi holds that if kli is ma'akev, then it wouldn't be good. But he holds, we hold, kli is not ma'akev, the Shevet HaLevi. See, he says, Elamai, the shaila they asked him was, do you lose the mila of hiddur mitzvah of the silver menorah? I'm not lighting with a silver menorah now. I'm lighting in a glass, little cute glass that can't even stand by itself. Do I have the mila? The menal seer is a different seer. The menal seer is where you actually have two pieces. You put one piece into another. The kli can't, the mila that the kli can't have the oil without you putting this piece in is a mila actually, not a chasaron. It makes that the piece that you're putting in is the shlemus of that kli itself. But when I have a menorah that right now could be used as is, if you remember the old days, in our days, they didn't have those glass. You did it right in the right in the menorah itself, and it was taka dirty and all the zachen. The menorah, you could put oil right in the menorah, but you want to, you have a mafsik kilu. There, it doesn't become a chelik of the kli itself. It's a separate thing. That glass, that's what the Shevet HaLevi says. The glass is a separate thing. So it's two shilas. Shila one is, it's not a kli. Is it a problem that you're lighting not in a kli? That's shila one. Shila two, now you're getting rid of your mila of hiddur mitzvah of lighting with a silver menorah. There's the hiddur. I'm not lighting with a silver menorah. I'm lighting in a glass kli. Granted, there's a silver menorah under it. Prokem, that's, you're getting confused with that. That's Hilchos Binyan Kalim. We're not talking about Hilchos Binyan Kalim B'Shabbos. Yeah, how I'm saying, that's a separate level.
No, that's a riot, it's not a cleave, it's not tight.
That's not a... By Tumas Kalim, you find this, and that's what the Manal was talking about, but you find that a lot by Kalim. You find even Kalim that are not Oymed Shaloy Mesumochim, if they come with another piece, and that's the way they stand. I don't know if you remember those. They had those. They used to have the plastic throwaway cups that had a base and a cup that you put onto it. They still have those? Whatever. So those also had. But when you have a kli and you put something into the kli, just because you want a liner, why do you have the glass cup in the menorah? Because you want to keep it clean, right? You don't want to be busy with the menorah itself. So that's not a chelik of the kli. So the Shevet HaLevi says that Alpi Din, you don't need a Kli. Alpi Halacha, you don't need a Kli. And the Mela, Elamai, Al Sehidr Mitzvah of silver, for that I say it's Batl. In other words, it's not Batl in Hilchus Kalim. It won't be Batl. I should have a Shevet HaLevi here. Let me get that. Where's my set of Shevet HaLevis? What was a chelik dalit? I only have chelik dalit. Do we have a whole set of Shevet HaLevi, no? So maybe get me a chelik ches. What? Chelik ches. Oh, what simon? Kuf nun vav, kuf nun zayin. I'll tell you in a second. Shkech. Kuf nun zayin. Zog de Shevet HaLevi. Shal kvoy te rosay. Kamat es yo doy shes te shal. Chosh vi. He asked him, Alpi ma shekos be sefer chesed lavrom. She yesh sugim kelim ahuyim lad lokas nechane ke zulim halam mizeh. V'nishol sa shayla. De mi shemadlik be menoyle shol kesef. V'noyeg lahachnis bo klei ktana shol schuchis. Begvim. The old style, like we did. All my years, I always lit in the menorah itself. That's better. So he says like this. The kol shein kli ain roy lad lokas ner Chanukah, not yoytze. The Avnei Nezer is medayik that from the Chesed Lavrom that if you don't use a kli for Chanukah, you're not yoytze. Primi Gadim was not like that. Primi Gadim says you could take candles and put it on the windowsill. According to Chesed Lavrom, you shouldn't be able to put candles. It's not a kli, right? You're not a kli. Not only that, even a candle in a menorah should be a problem. Because you're not light, usually you're lighting the part of the candle that's not in the kli. So he says, the itaka won't be yotze. Uladidi loy borer klal, kavonas avnei nezer. I hold not like him. And I hold that you don't need a kli. Vafilu klipa is koshal in erchanik. Vemela ain kli me etzem ha-mitzvah kemoy Hashem en vapsilas. Yeah, so he says like this. The achakol anal, Im ho yo halocha kavnei nezer, du mamish dover hamaakav b'ner chaneke, im ken kivon sh'ashem em b'schuchis, miskayim ikra ha-mitzvah b'schuchis v'loi b'kesef, and it will be chzor. If there's taka din, that you have to go and be, so he tackles the, Shevet HaLevi holds, when you put those glassicles in the menorah, they do not become part of the menorah, in halocha. In halocha, they remain glass. You're lighting in glass. And if they don't stand on their own, if you put it, it'll just topple over. According to the Shevet HaLevi, that would be called you lit without a kli. But he says, I hold not like Davnei Nezer. I hold you don't need a kli. And therefore, Elamai is a hiddur mitzvah. He says, Avol kivon shakli heini makiv. Va'ikir she'eneris delukim. Ve'ein akli chelik miguf ha-mitzvah. Ve'rak tzuras ha-menoira hu hechshe v'noi. Im kein ha-schuch has bought the liquor ha-menoira. So Shevet HaLevi says like this. If there would be a din that you need a kli tak, it's ma'akiv, like Davnei Nezer. Then I tak all those glass things are a problem. Problem. A, if they don't stand on their own, it's not a kli. B, that he doesn't talk about. Even if they stand on their own, it's like you're lighting in them and not in the menorah. He says, but you don't need a kli. The kli is only the tzur, the yipui of the mitzvah. So fine. See, the kli and the glass, the whole thing is part of the yipui ha-mitzvah. It's all to beautify the mitzvah. And the Meila Zok to Shevet HaLevi, he doesn't have a problem. See, even though Shevet HaLevi is being mekel, Shevet HaLevi is being mekel, but lo madnu medvorov, what you see from him is that if kli is ma'akev, then it's ma'akev that what you light in has to be a kli. And it won't be cool that you lit that in the menorah itself. Unless it's something which is specifically designed. This menorah doesn't have a proper thing to light in, and this thing is going into it to light. Then that would be called like a chelik of the kli, and then it would be it would be part of the kli itself. That's what comes out l'chayra l'das to Shevet HaLevi. So the question that was asked was, do we say that to use these gun shells, bullet shells, is it number one a problem that it's not a kli? If you take it and put it into a thing, is it a problem it's not a kli? That's A. And B, is it stama bizoyan? It's a bizoyan. It's not nice. It's sentimental, but is it? So it's a shaila in aloch. Is it ma'akev? Al kli? That's number one. And even if it's not ma'akev al kli, does the sentimental value override the beauty? Doesn't look nice. Nobody will tell you it looks nice. The burnt out shell doesn't look nice. But does the sentimental value? So I would say that it's better not to use it. I told this guy, put on the table, Chanukah, when you play dreidel. Elamai, I have a couple of sources that maybe would tell us that there's a mila. But the mila I hold doesn't outweigh the chasarn. The mila would be, first I'll bring you a maisa shoya. The maisa shoya that maybe would support this is a tshuvas chasam soifer and a maisa with the taz. The tshuvas chasam soifer is to use an asterisk that already was brown from using it. Remember we had that. That the chasam soifer was mechadish, that as long as it was a clean asterisk, and from the use, it got brown from using it, the chasam soifer says, that's not a problem. That's a hiddur mitzvah. It's no problem. The fact that it got brown from the mitzvah, that's not a problem. Then we have a maaser with the taz, famous maaser with the taz, that the taz dafka used such a thing. The taz, if you look in the historia of the taz, it's brought down that was the minig of the taz. The woman in his kehillah, they bought him a new talis because his talis was torn and mamish, it looked terrible. So they bought him a new talis. So it says like this. This is, if you want to look it up, it's here in the Sefer. It's called Matzeves Kodesh. Right? So in Simin Memches, it says as follows. They found in the Pinkus Achever Kadisha, Sherabbeinu Atazo Yeholech Betalis Mitzvah, Yoshan V'Karua. You hear? It was old and torn. Obviously, it wasn't torn in a way that it lost the dalet kanfas, but it was kosher. But it was a worn out. Machmas kein is not for akihil, noshes akihil, the woman who are obviously sensitive. Lahanik loy talis chadosha. Kisheviu atalis achadosha laataz, sirev lekabloy. Yeah? He refused to take it. Why? He said, because he said, she'enoi mu'unyin lahachlif talisa ayishona, kiva shatas ayishona, toyed alai boilam abo, all my machshavas that I had in my tefillah shmones. This talis, this is my, it's my aid, is how I daven. That's the way it's brought down here. I saw down the story also brought down in the Beis Yitzchok. And the Beis Yitzchok says that the talis was worn out from his hamtzus of how he davened. But either way, but you see, he gave up on the physical appearance because of what l'chayra seemed to be sentimental. What? Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. I'm getting to this far. That's what I'm getting to. Now, take a look at the Chassam Sefer also. You know what Chiddush Chassam Sefer we have in Moya, in Sukkah? Somebody want to get a... You know what Chiddush Chassam Sefer is? On Sukkah. So he also talks about this Shailu by the Esrik. So could be there's a Shtikul Yad. So I'll tell you a fascinating Shailu that I had by Rebbe Yashiv Zechet Tzadik Levroche in Tovshin Mem Zayin. There was a bocha that became a chosl. Let me just tell you where this Chassam Sefer is. I believe it's there in the Sugya of Sof Lulav Lamed Vov. Yes, Tavlamidvov Omer Aleph. He says, that alone is the Shevach. Say who, that itself is the Shevach. Mimish Mushayad? He says, Bevada, he says, nearly Boru da Havihoda. Kivon Sheboru al Yidei HaMitzveh, Zehu Hoidoi V'Hadoroi. Yeah? And then he brings a raya for the Gemara Psochem, that the Bnei Aaron, the Gemara says in Psochem Samachay, they used to walk in the blood. And the Begadim got bloody. The Gemara talks about, you're not allowed to have Big Day Kahuna that's bloody. Shevach hu l'zari shel Aaron sheyochu ada kufuseyim bedam. Zehu adore. He says, even though l'chayra, that's how you, the Gemara gets around the problem, l'chayra, the Begadim are dirty, it's possible. Big Day Kahuna that are dirty, mitushtoshim apostle. So the Gemara says they lifted up the beged. But the Chassam Sefer says, shkoyach. But that's nice. You're doing avodah, you're sitting there holding up your garments, walking into blood. That's the, would you do that in the White House? L'havdol? Well, what's the tzachta? Zok the Chassam Sefer, nein. This is the Kovod HaMitzvah. Kovod HaMitzvah. Memelitz. That's called, that is a hido. Azoi zokta. That's when he comes out. Okay. So the shaila is, I'll tell you this unbelievable ma'aseh. I knew the boy. He became a chassan on Chanukah. And his shver, got him a new menorah. A silver menorah. He had a menorah from before. His shver got him a silver menorah. He asked Rav Yashiv an interesting shaila. Does he have a right, if he has a good menorah that he's been using, does he have a right to switch menorahs? Yosfar, Hoyl Vesavid Bachodah Mitzvah. He's been using it all this time for Mitzvah. Now you want to start a new one. Is there a Hoyl Vesavid Chodah Mitzvah? Or not? So the guy, the Chosn, obviously, he was an Erlich boy. He was an English boy, actually, a big Ben Torah. He wanted to use it, but he didn't want, if that's supposed to use it. So he asked Rav Yashiv. So Rav Yashiv said, it's a good time, maybe you should talk to use your old one. So the boy said, but the new one is more mehudah, it's nicer. So Rav Eliashiv said, look in Reish Tzadi Zayin Hilchos Havdalah. What was he talking about? Over there, the Torah brings down that they have a minhag to use hadasim. You hear? They have a minhag to use hadasim for besomim on by Havdalah. The Sfaradim still do that, by the way. Right? They use hadasim. So the Torah brings this down l'alocha. And then he says, but Rabbeinu Ephraim said, no, I don't use dried out. I use a nice, good, fresh psalmim that has smell. He varfs avek the minig. If we look at the Torah here, he varfs avek the minig of the other Rishonim. He vows a vector minic. He says that he doesn't. I'll offend this one. And he says, so this is what Rav Eliashiv was referring to. So the Beis Yosef says, I don't know what's going on here. The cost of a Rav Rabbeinu Ephraim, ani eini mevorach al hodesh shoyte. He makes a joke out of the whole thing. Right? Shalova, it's Yovesh. The whole hodas is already dried out. The eboy lachlucha shel reyach doesn't smell. Yesh li schuchas ktane. I have a besamim glass bottle with besamim, and it smells and it's kevaldik. Zok the Beis Yosef. He said, "What's going on here?" He says, "Vim toy mashem by ruach." Is it a Havilei Brochel of Atola? We're talking about all the other Rishayim, they made a Brochel of Atola? You know how many people I had during COVID that told me they make a Barmanei B'Samim by Havdalah? They told me they can't smell it. I said, it's a Brochel of Atola. They look like it's part of Havdalah, you make Barmanei B'Samim. No. It's a Brich Sareach. If you can't smell it, you can't make a Brochel. So Lamai said, Beis Yosef says, what's he talking about? It's a Brochel of Atola. So the Beis Yosef says, Avade can't be, Avade it was a Reach, he says. Al Kochuch Tzoruch Loimar, he says, Avade it was a Reach. Rak, he says, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Ein Bo Reach Kol Kach. It wasn't so geschmack. Avade could make a besomim on this. They had enough smell. But it wasn't so geschmack. So what do Rav Eliashiv understand? That the machloek is between these two days of the tour and Rabbeinu Ephraim is the hoyu v'savet b'chodem mitzvah is that doiche hidu mitzvah. Rabbeinu Ephraim held better do hidu mitzvah. You could use better besamim, use better besamim. Yeah. Mashenke in the first day in the tour, the goyim, they said no. Better, since you did one mitzvah with it on Sukkot, do another mitzvah. So Rav Eliashiv basically was saying that according to the das of the Mechaber brings down Hilchos Havdalah to use Atzei Hadas. Comes out that you should use your old menorah. That's what Rav Eliashiv meant when he sent him to this. So the guy told me this yesod. So I had a aura, and Baruch Hashem Rav Eliashiv was master. This guy was very sad. He wanted to use his new menorah. So I had a aura, Rav Eliashiv was master. I said, L'chor, we don't find Hoyu v'savet b'chod and mitzvah l'evim mitzvah achrita only by two mitzvahs. All the cases in Chazal are by two mitzvahs. That means if I have a bread that I did the Erev Tavshilim, use it for Shtei Halechem. Take this, since you did one mitzvah, do another mitzvah. Over here, you have adasim, you used it for mitzvahs lulav, now use it for mitzvahs havdalah. And what's the lashon of the Gemara? Look in the Gemara, brachas lametesam et alav. Hoyel v'savid b'chodo mitzvah, levi mitzvah achrite. So now I have a combination of mitzvahs. But the same mitzvah I already did, we don't find the concept of hoyel v'savid b'chodo. Rav Eliashiv was masking to this father. He was masking to this father. Although, years later, I was medayik that the ritva seems to be a But we only see it in the Ritva. The Ritva seems to not like that, because the Ritva even uses this by Lecha Mishnah Friday night to Shabbos morning. If you still have a challah that you made the bracha the night before, you hear? She uses it again for Shabbos day. So the Ritva seems to say the Chiddush even by, but that's not the lotion of the Gemara, and that's not the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is Dafka Milsachrita. So we have different days. The Betzel HaChochma actually, in Chela Gimel Simen Samaches, he says Mefurish, that you don't give up Hidur Mitzvah for Hoyel V'Savid B'Chod HaMitzvah. You don't give it up. But Eich Sheyia, L'Chari Avaraya from this Taz, seems to be that Hidur is a Maila, even though it doesn't look good. But I would say there's a big Chilak. Here I would say this far is the opposite. Lulav Talis, and over here, and the case of the Gemara Pesachim, all those cases are the opposite of the bullet case. Why? Hidur mitzvah is only hidur mitzvah if the beauty, the diminished beauty, is something that associates to this mitzvah itself. So if the esrog is brown from esrog, then it's a beautiful esrog. Part of the beauty of the esrog is it's a used esrog. It was used l'mitzvah. It was used for this mitzvah. There's no raya from the, and the same thing the Taz. There's no raya that if I have a bullet, that's going to symbolize the fact that I had a miracle in the October 8th, that bullet is going to be a hinder in their Hanukkah. Those are two completely different things. That's a chefza de gezach. So halacha l'maisa, I told him that I hold you should not use the bullet. Number one, it's not a kli. It's also the sfora that the Manal was trying to say, which the Shevet HaLevi handles with. Even though it doesn't come out like that, l'maisa. At least by the glass cups, it has a maila that it's meant for this. Even though it's not needed, but it's meant for this. This is just taking a bullet and sticking it into a menorah. It's not b'chlal, not bottle. So it's not a kli, and it doesn't look nice. So elamai, it's going to remind you of a miracle. So put it on the tray. Sing Mois Tur by it. But to diminish the mitzvah, it happens to be that the Pesel HaChochma holds in Halacha, even for Hoyel V'Savid Chod HaMitzvah, not like Rabbi Yashiv was saying, he holds, you never give up a Hidur mitzvah for Hoyel V'Savid. Hidur is in that mitzvah itself. And that comes first. You have to know what's pshat in the Beis Yosef. I have a way to learn even Pesel HaChochma. If you look at the Pesel HaChochma, he says, I hold Hidur mitzvah is a din in Shas, and Hoyel V'Savid Chod HaMitzvah is not a din in Shas. Even when it's brought down in the Gemara Brachas, Lamates, it's only brought down as a nice thing that Amoraim did. It doesn't say as a din. He says, how could it be that Zekeli Van Veyu gets pushed away, which is a din, for this Hoyel V'Savid B'Chod HaMitzvah? So I have a Mahalach. L'Chor of Eliashiv is right, from Avdola. I have a Pshan that. B'Somim is not really a mitzvah. It's just L'Hoshiv Reach. We don't do Matzah Yom Tov because there's no Neshama Yisera according to some, or the Avnei has a different chap, why not? Right? So the whole B'Somim is not, we're not giving up a Hidur Mitzvah. We're not giving up a Hidur Mitzvah. It's a question, is it a Zilzel that we're not using the best B'Somim? It's not a Hidur Mitzvah, it's not Zekeli Van Veyu. There's no Mitzvahs B'Somim. So there, the Ga'onim held, since you used it for a mitzvah, it's not a bizoyan to make a bar mitzvah someone. But it could very well be that they would agree with the Betzel HaChochma that if you have a hidur mitzvah mamish zekeli vanveyu, you don't push that away for oil v'savid b'chod mitzvah. So conclusion is that to use a bullet casing for a Hanukkah cup, a menorah cup, is something that you should not do. I'm not telling you not to use it. Because it is true that the whole idea that you need a kli is a chiddush. It's found in the Rishonim. It's found in the Rishonim, but it's a chiddush gadol. To say it's ma'akev is a chiddush gadol, like the Shevet HaLevi says. So therefore, your yoytze, if somebody would do it, their yoytze, it's no worse than the candles on the windowsill. But I would say, I would not recommend it. And I also hold that the hidur mitzvah of the Nes is not doiche, the hidra of the gufa mitzvah. It's not just, there is such an Indian. There's an Indian to remember that, listen, the Ramban says, unbelievable Ramban. Ramban says in Parashat Shmos that Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka wanted to remain a kfad peh. Why? He wanted to remember the miracle. Yeah? He wanted to remember the nace that happened in Bayis, you know, by Parai, that he stuck his hand in and Hashem made a miracle. He took the coals. See, he remained a kfad peh. I know a Maisa, a Yid went to Rav Eliashiv, there's a Maisa Shoya, he was a Holocaust survivor. And he jumped off a train that was going to the concentration camp. He jumped off the train, and he fell on his arm, and his arm got broken and dislocated, all kinds of tzaras, and his arm was always shvach, that arm was always shvach. So when he got there at Yisrael, there was a doctor, orthopedic surgeon, that said they could fix it. He didn't want to fix it. He said, now I remember, as long as I have this arm, I remember the miracle. Every day, every minute, I remember the miracle. I don't want to fix it. So he wanted, on the other hand, the Indian to he could use his hand better, you know, for other things. So he asked Rav Eliashiv. You know what Rav Eliashiv told him? He said, if that's what you want to do, Ashrecha. Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him the Ramban. Moshe Rabbeinu did it. He says, but there's a different child. He said, you're married. You use your hands to help your wife. You can't make your zeichel a nes on your wife's cheshbon. If your wife pushes you to do it, that's a different thing. But as long as your wife could get better help from you with a better hand, then don't worry about your zeichel a nes. But there's definitely a zeichel a nes. But to integrate the zeichel a nes into the heftz of the menorah, that I don't hear halacha. Okay.